through the pregnancy with me, even though I never knew her last name, because because you just don't. And I did tell the adoption people, though. I said, you know, if my child has to go into foster care before he goes to this couple, I'm not doing it. And
well,
they
decided to keep your baby and...
Well, I was on the... You know, I wasn't sure I wanted to go through with adoption. I mean, what's that, you know?
Right.
But and one of the things they said was it had to go into foster care between me and the adoptive parents. And I just said, no way. You do that, and he's not going anywhere. He's either going to this couple or he's going nowhere. And they bent over backwards and got the legal paperwork together, and they made sure that my son could go home with them right away. And she wrote me letters over the years. And
you've been able to keep in touch.
Yes, and sent me pictures. And I have always told my children that I had after him. I've told about him because I always wanted him to show up. I've always hoped that he would look us up when he was fully grown. And I have it on file. You sign this little paper that, yes, he can find us. Yes, he can know all about us. And Julie and Brian, bless their hearts, they even showed him pictures of his brothers. And I'm still hoping that he'll come and find us because I would just love to meet him.
Well, God bless you. And this, I want to point out that this has a lot to do with one of your, I think this might be your latest article, Adoption.
Mm-hmm.
Give your baby a mom, not a crushed skull.
Right.
And the difference is that shocking. And then one of the things I did want to touch on, you know, you mentioned a lot of your friends went ahead and made probably the, you know, I mean, obviously the wrong choice.
They would say so. I don't think there's a single person that is glad that they had the abortions that they had. Not one. And some of them, one of my friends can't even have any more kids because she had so many abortions that ruined her womb.
But they can't self-destruct over that either, can they?
No. No. God does not want them living with guilt. You know, we were all... You know, I held the hands of people that were having abortions. It was what we were told to do. It was just accepted by society, and God doesn't want us living in that guilt at all. He wants us to just forgive and forget and get over it and just, you know, there are so many things that we do wrong. God does not want us living in guilt.
Well, that is such a great story that you shared with us, Jen, and your faith pulled you through, and I really appreciate you sharing that with our audience here.
Sure.
Jen, bless cause.
That's right.
Bless cause.
And if anybody's pregnant and in trouble, there's a great group called Lifeline that is there to help.
Join us again sometime, Jen.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Work and in the car. Kyle 2K on K-Talk.